Thank you, Mr. President. Distinguished colleagues, allow me to reiterate our appreciation to the delegations that took part in the debate on Tuesday for their constructive comments and recommendations. The promotion and protection of human rights has been and will remain a pivotal issue in Cyprus's domestic and foreign policy, and indeed a unique mechanism. The preparation of our national report for the UPR has been a positive and compelling exercise. We do highly value the process. It has become a critical component of overseeing the effectiveness of our human rights policies and our national protection system. Recommendations submitted by the treaty bodies, together with those received during the last three UPR processes, constitute an invaluable tool towards further enriching and accelerating our work. We acknowledge our existing challenges, as we also recognize that the protection and promotion of human rights is a continuous and evolving process that needs to be adaptable in accordance with existing national and international commitments. During this fourth UPR cycle, we have received 236 recommendations by 89 states. We will carefully consider all recommendations, as we have done in the past. We are not in a position today to inform on the number of recommendations that are to be adopted or those that will be noted. Recommendations will be scrutinized by all relevant ministries and departments in a constructive manner. The aim is to ensure that the largest possible number of these will be accepted in order for their implementation to begin. In closing, allow me to express once again our gratitude to the UPR Secretariat for their invaluable assistance, as well as to the Troika for all the work that is being carried out. I thank you.